That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 1st.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is eleemosynary, spelled eleemosynary. Eleemosynary is an adjective that means of, relating to, or supported by charity. Here's the word used in a sentence from flagpole.com of Athens, Georgia, by Pete McCommons. I would not want you to think that Grady Thrasher is not a serious man. He is a retired attorney, a prize-winning children's author, a filmmaker, a philanthropist, and the partner with his wife, artist Kathy Prescott, in various eleemosynary endeavors. A grammarian once asserted in reference to the word eleemosynary that a long and learned word like this should only be used under the stress of great need. Whether or not you agree with such prescriptions, the word eleemosynary isn't exactly ubiquitous. Its tricky spelling doesn't do it any favors, though this wasn't always the case. The good people of early England had mercy on themselves when it came to spelling and shortened the root of eleemosynary, the Latin word eleemosyna, to elms, which they used to mean charity. You may be more familiar with alms, A-L-M-S, a derivative of that word that refers to food or money given to the poor. The original Latin root, however, was resurrected in the early 17th century to give us our modern conundrum of spelling. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.